All households in the Central Coast Council area can now register to be a part of a soft plastics recycling program. It allows them to recycle soft plastics from the convenience of their own homes using the Kirby program and council curbside bins. Today we're joined by Central Coast Council's Director of Infrastructure Services, Boris Bolgoff, to talk a little more on this program and how the Central Coast Council is reducing the amount of soft plastics going into landfill. Boris, welcome to The Daily.
How are you going today?
Very well, thank you. Good morning. Tell us, how does this program work and how did it start?
Essentially, the program allows people to recycle their soft plastics from the convenience of their own home in their yellow bin. So, your soft plastics include things like, plastic bags, chip packets, wrappers and those sorts of things. And how people can get onto it, and it is only open, it is only open to Central Coast residents. They get an app, register an app, and essentially, that's from Kirby, and they get their yellow bags provided to the residents that also has a yellow tag, and they stuff all their plastic bags into that, and it goes into their yellow bin. So again, you're not having to go to the supermarket or anything like that. So you can put it in your yellow bin, and our contractor Cleanaway, it takes that away, takes it to a sorting facility. They separate those yellow bags, and then they take it to another facility that they process into to feedstock, like bollards or park benches that are made of plastic. And they also have another facility that can convert that plastic to oils, right. So back to its original state. And people like Nestle were part of the program, and they actually made some recycled Kit Kat wrappers. New Kit Kat wrappers out of the soft plastics.
Has the council previously done anything else with soft plastics before?
We have. We actually used soft plastics in the asphalt part of the road. So your top surface where you do resurfacing of your road, we used soft plastics, also glass. So glass that you have in your yellow bins got recycled to make it into a sand-like product. And that was used in roads. Did a few around some schools so that the children could understand the benefits of recycling and see it happening in front of their particular schools.
And how have residents responded to this?
We did the trial in November 2020, and it was for only 2,500 residents, and we opened that up, and within the afternoon we had it fully subscribed. And In that period to just recently, we received or recycled 11 ton of soft plastics, and that essentially equates to a bit over 2 million plastic bags.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's the next step? Will more councils be implementing the system, do you think?
Other councils, certainly encourage other councils to look at their contracts to see if they can include these types of things into normal day operation. As I said before, it's only open to the Central Coast residents at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, interesting times ahead then. Thank you so much, Boris, for coming on The Daily and telling us about this program.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Boris Bolgoff from the Central Coast Council talking to us about their soft plastic recycling program and the amazing work they're doing for our environment.